Now, if fun is Spaß, that's S-P-A-S-Z, how would you say a lot of fun or much fun?
Viel Spaß.
Viel Spaß. Viel, V-I-E-L, means both much and a lot of. So what's the German for to have fun?
Spaß haben.
Genau, Spaß haben. Before you say, I had a lot of fun on holiday, let's quickly review the two ways of saying I had. If you dive into the past using the haben diving board, you will get...
Ich habe gehabt.
Ja, but Michelle Thomas also showed you the shorter version for I had...
Ich hatte.
Genau. Another word for holiday is der Urlaub. On holiday is the set phrase im Urlaub. So, using hatte, let's say I had a lot of fun on holiday.
Ich hatte viel Spaß im Urlaub.
Ja, ich hatte viel Spaß im Urlaub. If something is good fun, however, you'll use Spaß machen. Do you remember the short phrase Julius und Julia used meaning it's fun when they spoke about the sport they liked?
Es macht Spaß.
Genau, it's fun. How would you say in the past, that really was a lot of fun? Remember, we say was, but German will use Spaß machen and will dive into the past.
Das hat wirklich viel Spaß gemacht.
Das hat wirklich viel Spaß gemacht. Super. Now, the opposite of viel is wenig. That's W-E-N-I-G, meaning little in the sense of not a lot of. So how would you say not a lot of fun?
Wenig Spaß.
Good. Did you notice that although viel and wenig both describe Spaß, they don't need to be agreeable? Certainly makes life easier, but only when viel and wenig are describing something in the singular. So how would you say a lot of time?
Viel Zeit.
Ja, viel Zeit, no agreement. And little money?
Wenig Geld.
Gut, wenig Geld. Now try, Julius earned a lot of money, but he had little free time to spend it. Remember to earn and its diving form? Yes, verdienen and verdient. No get needed in the diving form for verbs beginning with ver. So, Julius earned a lot of money.
Julius hat viel Geld verdient.
Julius hat viel Geld verdient. But he had little free time. Joining the word for free, frei, to the word for time, how would you say little free time?
Wenig Freizeit.
Richtig. Wenig Freizeit. Now add, but he had little free time.
Aber er hatte wenig Freizeit.
Aber er hatte wenig Freizeit. And lastly, to spend it. Okay, German differentiates between spending time, when you use verbringen, and spending money, which is ausgeben. Think of giving the money aus, out. Here, to spend it clearly refers to money, so you will use... Natürlich, ausgeben. Hear the accent on the first syllable? That's your clue that the verb will separate under stress. So insert the zu in the middle. So to spend it is...
Es auszugeben.
Gut, es auszugeben. Let's put all that together now. Julius earned a lot of money, but he had little free time to spend it.
Julius hat viel Geld verdient, aber er hatte wenig Freizeit, es auszugeben.
Julius hat viel Geld verdient, aber er hatte wenig Zeit, es auszugeben.
Ja, leider.
Leider, unfortunately. Julia obviously regrets this. Now, viel and wenig are agreeable when they're describing plural nouns. If people is Leute, try many people have fun when skiing. You have already met the word for skiing, which is... good, Skifahren. Now, once again, remembering how to say when or whilst doing an action, say many people have fun when skiing.
Viele Leute haben Spaß beim Skifahren.
Good. Just one last expression with viel. When you say many thanks, viel does have to change, even though Dank is singular. How do you say many thanks, Julia?
Vielen Dank.
Vielen Dank. A pesky exception, and quite an important one, as you'll agree. So, if this is diese, what about many thanks for this information?
Vielen Dank für diese Information.